Right now it is time for us to check sports, and we will go right off the bat, checking sports, to Major League Baseball, all right? And we'll go to the scores there. The New York Mets swept the doubleheader from the Marlins yesterday, 2-1 and 5-2. The Orioles over the Red Sox, 4-2. The Yanks over the Blue Jays, 7-2. And let's see if I can find what happened out to our... the Athletics lost to the Mariners, 4-2. And I do believe even Tampa Bay lost yesterday, I think. Yeah, the Rays lost to the Astros, 4-3. So what does that all mean? Well, it means the following. In the American League East, Tampa Bay has a 7-game lead over the Yankees. The Yankees have a 2-game lead over the Red Sox. The Red Sox are in the second position for the wild card. The Yankees are 2 games up on the Red Sox and 3 games up on Toronto. Chicago, of course, is going to win the division. Houston's going to win their division. Seattle is trying to get into the playoffs in a wild card position. In the National League, Philadelphia is 3.5 behind Atlanta. That's kind of looking like Atlanta's got that locked up. No one there is getting any wild card. Over in the Central Division, Milwaukee is leading that division. St. Louis is in second place, but it's a wild card, definitely. And in the West, San Francisco has a 2-game lead over the Dodgers, and that would be the second wild card there. So that's the way that all looks. Now, how'd the Yankees get 7 runs yesterday? Well, we can talk about the big guys, Stanton and Judge.
2-2. Scoop to left field. Is it fair? If it's fair, it's gone. It is gone! A 3-run home run for Stanton. He's done it again. And he breaks this one open as the Yankees lead 6-2. He cannot be stopped.
Tell you what, you want your big players to get hot in big games. Well, these are big games, and Big G has come through. He is on some kind of roll.
Well, he knew it. Home run number 35 now has 96 runs batted in on the season, and he is very simply one of the hottest hitters in baseball.
All right, and then let's bring in the Judge.
Driven out to right field, going back, Hernandez turning, looking, see ya! Tie ball game. Judge goes the other way. His 37th home run of the year.
I tell you what, Aaron Judge has had some kind of year, and he's finishing up strong. His 37th of the year. But it looks like a conscious effort for him to take the ball away from Ryu tonight. Double first time up, and now a home run. I mean, Aaron Judge has just been on fire in Boston. And again, even though that ball's down the middle, with his approach, he's strong enough to just force it out the other way.
Here you go. So, you know, who could figure the Yankees out? It's been such a disappointing season. They go on winning streaks, 5-6 games. They lose 5-6 games. And they went on, what they won 14 in a row or 15 in a row? And they lost like 7 in a row. You know, so up and down and up and down. And now they're in another one of these up things. And there's only a few games left in the season. So if you're a Yankee fan, you got to hope that they stay on the up and up. They've put themselves in pretty good position once again. Just an amazing baseball season to look at. It really is. Not consistent play at all by the Yankees, but they're in there. The Red Sox, of course, having their problems. The Mets, their problems. So it's going to be very interesting to see what happens over the course of this week, because this is the week that decides everything, really. The next, 7 days? Yanks play Toronto and then Tampa Bay, and that's it. So it's getting near the end. Getting very near the end. Well, anyways, so that is a check on sports there. Let's take a look and see if there's anything. We'll see what's coming up tomorrow in football. All right. The National Football League. Let's see. Tomorrow, I do believe, on the 30th, we have the Jacksonville Jaguars against the Cincinnati Bengals. The Jaguars are 0-3. The Bengals are a surprising 2-1. Then on Sunday, the Jets will take on the Titans. The Giants are at the Saints. Oh, gosh. And where does New England play? Let's scroll down here. I don't see them. I guess they're not. Maybe they have a bye this week. I thought they got rid of the byes. Let's see here. Oh, the Patriots are going to play home against the Buccaneers. Brady comes back to New England to square off against the New England Patriots. That's got to be a strange sight. It's going to be very interesting to see how the crowd treats him, whether they give him an ovation when he first comes out in recognition of all that he's done, or whether he's the dreaded opposition. Will he get booed? Well, we'll see. All right. I think that'll wrap up our check on sports.